This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8:12 now on this Thursday morning, May 22nd. Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, joins us now to talk about stroke prevention and awareness. How are you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Ready for the Memorial Day weekend?
I am. Ready for a little break.
Me too. Every 40 seconds, somebody in the U.S. has a stroke. And we're going to talk now with Dr. B from People's Health, talk about the warning signs and how to respond, and also a memory tool, a mnemonic device, if you will, that's designed to help you do just that. And we'll talk about lowering your stroke risk. And I guess, Dr. B, we got to start with, what is a stroke?
Yeah, sure. So strokes are always serious and always a medical emergency. And what they are really is, when they happen when the brain doesn't get enough blood flowing to it. And it can be for a couple of different reasons. Most commonly, we'll see a blocked blood vessel or maybe even bleeding in the brain. And when you don't get that steady supply of blood, that means you're also not getting enough oxygen to your brain and to those cells that actually keep your brain alive and working and everything. So those cells without oxygen can start to die. So if you don't get treatment really quickly, that can actually lead to permanent brain damage and really long-term health problems and disability.
I had in my eye, and I've talked about it before, a little stroke in my eye, which clogged up a blood vessel. That's got nothing to do with this, what we're talking about, just to be clear. But there are things called mini strokes, right? What's a mini stroke?
Yeah, so a lot of people use the term mini stroke. What it really is something called a transient ischemic attack, or simply a TIA. And what a TIA is that's where you have just temporary stroke symptoms, always for less than 24 hours and most often much less than that, but no long-lasting brain damage. So the thing about mini strokes is you want to consider them a really strong warning sign, because 1 in 3 people who have a mini stroke will actually go on to have a full stroke later in life, often within the next year. So that's why it's so important to get those checked out as well.
Yeah, you would think you wouldn't want to ignore a mini stroke. How common are full strokes, Doctor?
Yeah, so unfortunately, full strokes are extremely common. And, you know, here in America, they're really the fifth most common cause of death in people, and actually one of the absolute leading causes for long-term disability in individuals.
How can you prevent a stroke?
So really, the big thing you want to do is recognize the symptoms. And so we use a tool that is a mnemonic, like you were mentioning, called BFAST. And the reason we say BFAST is because if you see these symptoms, you need to be really fast on your actions and what you're going to do next. And the letters in that acronym represent the common stroke symptoms so that you can spot those signs maybe in yourself or in someone who's around you.
So what happens can you do, I guess, to lower your risk?
Yeah, so you can do a lot of things to lower risk. One of the most important things that you do is actually listen to your doctor, make sure you're taking your medications like you're supposed to, and then try to lower your risk for a lot of those chronic diseases that can lead to stroke.
So let's talk about the signs of a stroke and that BFAST device. What does BFAST stand for?
Yeah, so if you start, if you have somebody that's near you or even yourself that you think may be having a stroke, you want to think about the first couple of letters. BE are really the first two that you think about, and those are symptoms. B stands for balance. And so is the person having trouble when they stand up, or maybe they're swaying to one side or another? They're really off balance. That can be a sign of stroke. The E stands for eyes. So does the person have trouble seeing? Do they develop acute blurry vision? And there can be a lot of reasons for that, but stroke can be one. And then a real big symptom in stroke is actually double vision, especially if they look to one side and they see two things at once. That can be a really big sign of stroke as well.
What about FAST?
Yeah, so the FAST part of it is F stands for face drooping, and a lot of people know this. If you see somebody where one side of their face is drooping, maybe their mouth is drooping a little bit, that is usually a sign of stroke, so that needs to be checked out right away. The A stands for arm weakness. So because stroke symptoms usually happen on one side, someone may have either numbness or tingling in one arm. Or if you ask them to lift their arms, one of them may either not go up or might drift back down slowly. The S stands for speech slurring. So a lot of people with strokes can develop speech problems. And so if they're having trouble getting the words out or the words sound garbled, that can be a real dangerous sign as well. And then really the most important one that I mentioned, T is for time. And time is critical when you have a stroke. If you notice any of these symptoms, you really need to call 911 right away. This is one of those times where you've got to get to the hospital and get evaluated, because strokes are life-threatening emergencies. And really every second counts if you're going to treat these appropriately.
Are there other symptoms of a stroke?
Yeah, there can be, and they're a little more vague, so people can develop confusion, maybe clumsiness. That can be related to the balance as well. And then some people, especially with bleeding strokes, can develop really terrible headaches, kind of described as the worst headache of their life. And those symptoms are going to vary person to person. You might have some, you might not have others, but it's really because stroke affects different parts of the brain, so everyone's symptoms are going to be slightly different.
Before you came on, I was talking about having numbness in my hands and tingling, but I know it's from pinched nerves because I like to lift weights and hit golf balls, and I'm not going to stop doing either. But when it comes to these symptoms for a stroke, and I'm not trying to make it about me, somebody texted in, I should have myself checked. But when it comes to the symptoms, do you have to have all of them, doctor, or just a majority of them when you're talking about BFAST, balance, eyes, face drooping, arm weakness, speech slurring?
No. I mean, it can really show up with just one or maybe two of those symptoms. And so in general, you want to be more safe than sorry with stroke, you know, especially if you've got a lot of risk factors for stroke. And the reason is, with really quick treatment, we can improve survival rates. We can sometimes get that blood flowing back to the brain and really prevent a lot of those long-term complications. Now, strokes, I will tell you, they're not going to last for weeks and weeks. So if you're having a chronic problem, kind of like what you're describing, it may be something else going on. But, you know, if it's something that comes on quickly, really acutely, that's the time where you want to call 911 and really let a trained professional decide if this might be a stroke and if you need treatment.
And that brings us back to the T of BFAST, which is time, because if you're not really sure, it's best for you not to make the call on the stroke, but to make the call on the phone, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Time is brain. So, you know, for every minute that you don't get treatment, you could be losing additional brain cells. So that's why it's so important to be quick on acting.
And I guess the quicker you act and the quicker some type of measure is taken, the less damage occurs, or is that not accurate?
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, if you can act quickly and you can get into a hospital, they can evaluate you, diagnose you. And like I said, sometimes they can open those blood vessels back up. They can provide certain medication treatments that can actually get the blood flowing and the oxygen flow into your brain. And in some instances, you can actually reverse a lot of those problems and prevent the long-term, you know, sequela of a stroke.
So generally speaking, less damage means quicker recovery. Accurate?
Exactly. Yeah. If you have a really major stroke, the recovery can be months or
even. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Even years, and typically you won't get back all of the functionality that you had. But if you can get in quickly and get treatment quickly, a lot of people can actually recover completely from a stroke.
Better to err on the side of caution. We'll take a break, come back. We'll pick it up, talk, recover prevention, stroke prevention. What can you do to avoid it and other habits that you can take to lower your risk of a stroke? Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, walking us through it every 40 seconds. Somebody in the U.S. has a stroke. Be fast. That's the acronym to remember, and we'll recap it when we come back. 821, traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, spending some time with us, giving us some valuable information about stroke prevention and treatment. Every 40 seconds, somebody in the U.S. has a stroke, and he gave us the acronym BFAST, which stands for balance. Does a person have trouble standing or staying on their feet? Eyes see double or having blurred vision. F is for face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech slurring. And T, time to call 911. And as we said, don't you make the call on whether it's a stroke or not. You make the call to 911 and let the professionals do that. And along those lines, Doc, how can you prevent a stroke?
Yeah, so really, prevention is possible. That's the good news about stroke. In fact, studies from the CDC show that about 80% of strokes could be prevented if you do the right thing. So you really want to talk to your doctor about how to lower your risk. They can actually help you create a stroke prevention plan. But really, it's going to include all the healthy habits that you're used to hearing about for a lot of other chronic diseases. You know, regular exercise is really critical to reduce your stroke risk, and you want to try to be active at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or more if you can. And it doesn't have to be heavy exercise activity, dancing, swimming, walking, you know, really just anything that is going to keep you interested so that you're getting out and getting active.
So many times people think you got to train for the Olympics, and you don't. What other habits can lower your risk, Doctor?
Yeah, diet plays a huge role in stroke risk as well. And so you want to make sure you're keeping a really well-balanced diet. You want to make sure you're eating those whole grains and the fruits and vegetables, more lean proteins, things like fish and nuts. And high fiber items are really good for you as well. You've got to really limit those foods in salt and, you know, trans fats and saturated fats. Those are all the things I know we love to eat down here that are in fried food. And you even find a lot of them in frozen meals and prepackaged foods. But you've got to keep those to a minimum, especially if you've got risk for stroke.
We got to talk about smoking.
Absolutely. I mean, this is important in every disease that there is. Smoking cigarettes and even vaping, because of the nicotine, it really greatly increases your risk of stroke because it can cause high blood pressure. And so if you don't smoke, definitely don't start. But if you do smoke now, you've got to talk to your doctor. There are a lot of resources for quitting, and it can be very difficult, but it could actually save your life in this instance.
And as we talk about other ways to lower your risk, somebody texted in and wanted to know, and I know you can't diagnose people over the air. Let's be clear about that. But they said they're lightheaded all the time when they're awake, and I guess that could be a symptom of high blood pressure, or maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, high blood pressure can cause both headaches, but also lightheadedness. There's a lot of other conditions that can cause that, though. So that's one, again, you know, you want to talk to your doctor and see what's going on, because some of these things can be really early signs, and you'd want to know that if it is.
Be fast. Remember that. Dr. B, thank you. Very valuable information. And again, the most important takeaway, if in doubt, call 911. Don't make the diagnosis yourself. Thank you, doctor. Have a good weekend. A nice Memorial Day.
Thanks, Tommy. You too.
Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. If you want to find out more about People's Health, you can always go to peopleshealth.com. You can call them at 800-978-9765. And of course, they got that beautiful People's Health Medicare facility, the center in Metairie. That's at 3017 Vets. Between North Causeway and Trader Joe's, appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are always welcome. You can find out more at peopleshealth.com. We come back, we'll talk to J.P. Morrell about the great escape, the not-so-great escape from the Orleans Justice Center. Right now, time for WWL First News. 8:45, quarter till 9, Councilmember J.P. Morrell joins us now. Good morning, J.P. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
Well, you know, same as you, talking about what's been going on all week. Let me start here, J.P. What have you learned since it happened on Friday and you were notified about the escape? What has come to your attention? What has shocked you? What has surprised you, et cetera?
Well, I think the ongoing issue that we have as a council is, let's be clear, even since, so first off, when the escape happened, like the rest of New Orleans, we were given no prior notification. I found out about the escape via WDSU, and it was confirmed via a conversation that I got from the police chief of New Orleans. We, to date, have had no communication with the sheriff's office regarding the escape, the aftermath, or really any of the ongoing issues, other than the public interaction we had with the sheriff's office at the hearing on Tuesday. To date, I've still had no interaction with the sheriff's office. So we're kind of finding out in real time, as the public does, whether it be from updates from the governor or the attorney general or other avenues. That's how we're finding our information. So we don't have much more information regarding what's going on at the sheriff's office than the public does. I have been in contact with law enforcement regarding the various instances in which inmates have been apprehended. I am aware somewhat of some of the moves that are happening to apprehend other inmates, but it's just been disappointing because, as you've seen reported, there has been a lack of transparency at the sheriff's office for a very long time. And unfortunately, that lack of transparency is partially what led to, you know, all these different issues coming to light in this very explosive way in this huge jailbreak from the jail itself.
You did have a little bit of interaction with the sheriff. I saw it on TV during the hearing. And that brings me to my next question, which is, a lot of people tried to make a political point here or there, one way or the other. But to me, the one thing I can't get past is that, and you can talk about, with all due respect to the attorney general, overcrowding and the district attorney or this or the governor or that. But one thing that I just can't get past is that they were on camera, that this was more like a construction project than it was a movie with somebody digging through rotted concrete or sand or whatever with a spoon, that there was a lot going on here that a lot of people had to ignore. and this could have easily been prevented and wasn't. So you can start looking at all the other problems. And JP, the example I gave, I don't know if you listen or not, but was, okay, after the plane goes down, you can go back and you can find out that the seatbelt light wasn't working or that this thruster didn't work like it was supposed to. But the bottom line is the crash could have been prevented. And to me, ultimately, it comes down to this could have easily been prevented. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, the interaction you're talking about is how there's this focus on the jail locks being able to be tampered with. And there's been a lot of conversation on that. But if you look at the video, this wasn't they stuffed some paper in there and it slid easily open. Mm-hmm. It is these guys banging and yanking on these massive doors until eventually over time they give way. It's them pulling essentially a fixture off a wall and breaking through a wall to escape. Part of what former Sheriff Guzman has said, which I agree with, is regardless of the fact, they said this all happened because some person walked away for a moment for lunch. Mm. If you look at the timing of how long it took to orchestrate this escape, it wasn't 5 minutes, it wasn't 10 minutes, it was a significant period of time. And the fact that there was no policy, and they've yet to actually even publicly say, what is the status of the individuals who were supposed to walk these tiers? Because remember, these people were not accounted for about 7 to 8 hours from 12:31 at night to 8:30, 8:44 when they say the headcount didn't match. Even with a shortage of officers, a shortage of sheriffs, no one can explain how there was no one physically walking the tiers. Hell, on a 1 hour, 2 hour, could have been a 4 hour interval, Tommy, and they would have caught this 4 hours, 5 hours earlier than when they discovered it at shift change.
Well, let me take a break, and we'll pick it up when we come back, because I want to build on that, even to the point of, you know, what I find extremely troublesome is that at first they thought it was 11, and then they found out from an inmate's family that the 11th guy was still there, which makes me wonder, do you really know where people are? Because I don't know about you, I know you went to Jesuit, didn't you, JP? They didn't let you just get up and wander around the hallway during class, did they?
I did not go to Jesuit.
Oh,
I don't want any Jesuit people calling in.
Oh, where'd you go to school?
I went to Country Day. You just wanted me to say that all.
No, honestly, I don't. I get confused because all of you guys, you know, you big uppity ups go to Jesuit. But the point is, even at Country Day, you were not allowed to wander around from room to room unchecked, were you, during class? No. So you would think when it comes to violence.
I don't think kids in elementary, everybody in school needs a hall pass.
Yeah, the fact
that these guys were wandering around in a pack of 10 people and no one noticed, That speaks to some other problems.
And the other thing I want to ask you when we come back about significant amount of time that it took for the escape, was all of that captured on video? Because we've seen snippets of video, but I just wonder if this took X amount of hours. Are there X amount of hours of video that captured this? And if there are, why did nobody see the X amount of hours of video? JP Morrell, our guest, New Orleans City Council member. More when we come back. 8:51 traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, quick sports note. Jake Haner, numerous outlets reporting, has a strained oblique that's going to keep him out of the rest of OTAs. And now the focus turns to, I guess, Matt Shuck and Daratla. JP Morrell is our guest, New Orleans City Council member, talking about the jailbreak and the people that are still on the loose. JP, when it comes to the question I asked you earlier about, you know, and I've been saying this is not like... This had to make a tremendous amount of noise over a long period of time from what Marlon Gussman from everybody else has told me about concrete and rebar and toilets and everything else and gates. I don't know how long it took. Do you have any idea how long this took? And while we've seen snippets of video, is there one long video of however long this took?
There is not that we have available to us, but I'm assuming since the Department of Corrections at the state level is doing a very robust investigation, I'm sure that's going to all come out in their report. I mean, we have the investigation and operations being done by the Department of Corrections. We have the audit that's being done by the legislative auditor as well as the state inspector general. So I think regardless of whatever we know today, we're all going to have the facts of the matter fairly quickly. I would be surprised that DOC report isn't out in the next week or two.
So between now and then, you still got five of them on the loose. I know you're getting calls from constituents constantly. You're a councilman at large. You're for the whole city. worried about the safety of the city, you know, witnesses on the run, et cetera, not on the run, but leaving the state for protection. How confident are you that this can be turned around where it's the same type of thing doesn't happen? Because you wouldn't think with the 10 of them not being able to account for 11 of them or the 10 violent guys being on the first floor, how confident are you that you can tell the city everything's going to be taken care of?
Well, I'm very confident the five that are on the run will be caught because the sheriff's not involved in the catching. So between NOPD, the U.S. Marshals, and state police, they will be caught. As far as the jail itself, the fact that the governor has depopulated the jail of Department of Correction prisoners, the fact that for once we're below the cap the council put on the prison, the overcrowding that currently exists there, the sheriff has produced no actual evidence that she couldn't have alleviated the overcrowding that probably led to part of this escape. I mean, I think that in the short term, there have been steps at the state level and federal level to reduce the population at the jail, take the pressure off it. And based upon what comes back from the Attorney General, from Department of Corrections, the council will act. I will tell you one thing for sure.
Hang on, JP, 1 second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.